Chris, a first defeat at Laffin Park in the Welsh Premier League this season. How do you feel about the result?
It's a disappointing result because we don't like losing games. I think, you know, as a game as a whole, there wasn't a lot of chances in it. I don't think, you know, our goalkeepers had a great deal to do. Their goalkeeper hasn't a great deal to do. We got our noses in front at 1-0. And then second half, you expect, you know, pressure because they're a good team. We expected that. You know, we expected that in the first half. We dealt with it quite well. We, you know, we dealt with the first contacts, the second contact. You know, the first goal's a good ball in, but, you know, it's a little bit of a... And here a nothing goal, really. You know, I think it's the lads just gambled, got across, and it's just glanced him and gone in. You know, disappointing. Thing. You know, our players weren't anywhere near it. And then, you know, the second goal, we dealt with a long throw. We dealt with that. We dealt with them fantastically well all game. And then we haven't reacted off the second ball, whether we thought that it was going out for a throw in, but we have to be better. And then, you know, we haven't stopped the cross. And then, you know, we haven't organised and marked the man. And that's what's ultimately been our downfall today, you know. And it's cost us because, you know, there wasn't a lot between the two sides. I thought we acquitted ourselves really well. Could have been better in possession. I thought out of possession we were fantastic. You know, we stuck to our task. We'd worked hard in the week and, you know, I didn't think, you know, I thought we felt we nullified Nomads for long periods in terms of, you know, winning first contacts and second contacts. But, you know, we paid the price for switching off at a crucial time. And, you know, that's what happens in the top six. You're playing against the best players week in, week out. And any slight error, it wasn't a major error, it was just a slight error, not organising quick enough, not marking a man. And, you know, they punished us for it.
With the Nomads' first goal, I thought the goalkeeper, Dave Jones, had a bit of a collision with one of the Nomads' players. Did you see anything in that? Or
yeah, I think he's come out and caught it. And, you know, look, their players got across him. You know, we felt that we could have stopped the cross. It's a decent ball in, but, you know, it was probably a little bit of a lucky goal in respect of, you know, it was one of them. But, you know, I'm sure that they'll tell you it was a good goal from their point of view, but disappointing from our point of view. And I felt then we responded really well and played our way back into the game and without creating a massive amount of chances because, but, you know, you're not going to get that against Connors Quay. They're not the type of team where you create a load of chances against. They're difficult to play against. But I just felt that, you know, we were a little bit sloppy in how we move the ball, in our possession of the ball throughout. But, you know, you've got to give them credit because they did put us under pressure. But, you know, we showed enough today in our performance to know that, you know, it's going to be a tough top six, but enough that we'll compete in it.
I guess a positive is our new signing, Armady, who got his first goal on his debut, and what a finish it was. And as you said to me before the match, in our pre-match interview, you said that, you know, he's got that finish touch there, and that's what you're expecting from him.
Yeah, of course. You know, we know what Rio's about. You know, I was pleased with him. You know, his work rate. Look, it's difficult for him because he's playing against three strong big boys at the back there. And I felt he equipped himself really well. Was busy, was bright. Showed good links up with Nick Rushton. And there's a lot more to come from that partnership. You know, I thought Sam Barnes did really well. You know, you're throwing him into his first game for the club, and he's playing Connors Quay at home, which is a difficult side to play against. I thought he acquitted himself really well as well. So, you know, positives to take from that. You know, as I say, I think just felt that we were a little bit slack at 1-0, maybe 1-0 and 2-1, you know, but, you know, at 2-1, Craig Williams had a fantastic chance. You know that you're only going to get one or two chances against Connors Quay, and we've worked it really well, and, you know, you back Craig, and unfortunately he hasn't been able to hit the target, and probably that was the chance, and once that gone, then, you know, it was difficult to come back into the game. But, look, we'll take the positives from it. You know, we've competed with a team who have gone top of the league today for most of the game, if not, you know, I think probably was a... Probably a draw would have been a fair result in terms of chances created by both teams. But, you know, they took the chance and we haven't.
Sam Barnes, of course, made his debut as well today. Your thoughts on his performance?
Yeah, like I just said, I thought, you know, Sam's a competitor. You know, he's a winner. You know, he showed that today. I thought, like I said, coming in and into the game against Connors Quay is always a difficult one. But, you know, he showed... you know, enough to of why we signed him, and I thought he did really well as Rio. Look, on the whole, the team as a whole did really well. Just that, you know, we've switched off at different moments, and they punished us for us. You know, probably against 9 or 10 of the other teams in the league, you probably get away with that, but today we didn't.
And final question: Dave Jones had to go off in the second half for Jack Perry. Should he be okay for the next match? Is it just a little bit of a knock? Or?
Yeah, well, he's got a little bit of concussion. I think, you know, he came for a lot of balls. He was very brave as well, Dave. You know, it's something that we know you've got to be brave against Connors Quay and come and collect stuff. But we're hoping we'll see how he said he felt a little bit dizzy and stuff, so we had to come off and young Jack came on. But we'll see how he is.
Perfect.